Log Talk Radio.
See Muhammad give you knowledge that you can't say bop it. He my father already here, let alone coming. Let every ear hear. He be blowing like a trumpet. I use my music like a gun and I'ma dump it. Hey bro, I do this for my God and all he come. Yes sir, you best believe it. Make no assumptions. You trick or treat on Halloween, it ain't about pumpkins. You feed your mind the wrong thing and it be nonsense. He call you dead cause you kill your own conscience. The innocent and right and wrong in one's conduct. Rebel against Allah, who knows where you wind up. And for you devils, my God says your time's up. That food from my father, that heavenly water. Brother, stop been ignoring and started to be smart. He took murderers and made a man and true father. You just imagine what he can do, what if you rob? He can show you how to eat, to live if you bother. Show you how to see, bring it fear with no problem. So many deviating, be laying under the needle. The son of man, he's the son of the sequel. A result, a consequence, of interference. And he won't stop until we equal in him.
All of my people, all of my people, just wanna be equal, wanna be equal. I'm coming to get ya.
Brother Ronnie, take it away. But Brother Ronnie.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. I had my phone on mute. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. First of all, I would like to greet you all in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa salam, sir.
And assalamu alaikum means which means peace be unto you for the listeners and audience. I would like to take the time to open us up now in prayer. For anybody who has noise in the background, we ask that you please mute your phones. So everybody, guests and listeners, panelists, pass a manner of prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, surely I have turned myself to thee, O Allah, turning to be upright to him who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the polytheists. Surely my prayer and my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the world. No associate has he, and this am I commanded, and I am of those who submit. O Allah, thou art the King, there is no God but thee. Thou art my Lord, and I am thy servant. I have been greatly unjust to myself, and I confess my faults. So grant me protection against all my faults, for none grants protection against faults but thee. And guide me into the best of morals, for none guide to the best of morals but thee. And I turn away from me the evil and indecent morals, for none can turn away from me the evil and indecent morals but thee. O Allah, bless Muhammad and bless the true followers of Muhammad. And thou didst bless Abraham and the true followers of Abraham. Surely thou art praised and magnified. O Allah, make Muhammad successful. And make the true followers of Muhammad successful, as thou didst Abraham and the true followers of Abraham successful. Surely thou art praised and magnified. Ameen.
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 All right. First of all, we'd like to introduce our panelists. I'm your host, Brother Ronnie O'Neill. If anybody doesn't know, I'm a student of the Nation of Islam and the Temple Study Group. And also, I would like to introduce to you, before I introduce the panelists, our newest co-host, Sister Yateria X.
Assalamualaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
Thank you so much again, Sister Yateria, for, intervening in the cause of our people and just being a part of this great nation and great nation building radio project.
All praise and due to Allah. I am honored and privileged. It's a privilege for me to be on this show and giving whatever I can give to my nation.
Yes, ma'am. All praise and due to Allah. Thank you, sir. Okay, now I'd like to take the time to introduce our panelists. I am honored to introduce to you our brother, our beloved brother, Tony Muhammad, who teaches 7th grade physics and social studies, and he'll be giving his insight today on the subject, Education That Benefits Self. Thank you, Brother Tony, for being and giving us your much-needed counsel.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It is an honor and a pleasure being on the show, dear brother.
Thank you so much. And also, we have our very bright brother, Brother Dominic, a student now of the Nation of Islam and Tampa Study Group, who has a degree in business and has attended both Hillsborough Community College and Tampa Bay Bible College. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam, brother. Thank everyone for having me a part of this. I'm honored and ready to have this discussion.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. We are honored to have you on, brother. And finally, for our brother side of the panel, we have our dear brother, last but not least, Tracy X, who is also a student of the Nation of Islam and Temple Study Group, one of our beloved top soldiers. I want to thank you again, my brother, for participating and being concerned in the cause of our people. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. So now we will turn it over to our sister, beloved sister, Yateria, to introduce the sisters on the panel.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Yes, we have Sister Kimberly from the Plant City area. She has a bachelor's degree from the University of Florida. She also taught at MUI in Miami for just about 10 years, and the grades she taught were anywhere between the 3rd and the 10th grade, and the subjects were language arts, reading, and social studies. She's also a black belt in karate. I'll let her tell you what the style is, the style of karate that she is a black belt in, and she also homeschools her children, and that is Sister Kimberly.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Well, thank you for being on, Sister Kimberly. Are you here?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on. We are honored to have you. And so, okay, now we're going to go right into our discussion, our topic for tonight, which is education that will benefit self. Self-development, self-improvement, self-independence, and business and ownership. Also, the mindset of our children, youth needed headed back into school this year. But first, before we go into the questions, I want to do our word of today, which is education. In the English translation, as a noun, it means the act or process of imparting or acquiring general knowledge, developing the powers of reasoning and judgment, and generally of preparing oneself or others intellectually for mature life. And the Arabic translation of education is ta'alim. Ta'alim, that's T-A'alim, ta'alim, in Arabic means education. And again, before we go into our questions for the panelists, I would like to first acknowledge and share with the audience and listeners some of the words of our beloved messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, praise be to Allah, and his book titled The Message to the Black Man. Here's some of the things he had to say from page 39, the chapter titled Knowledge, Get Knowledge to Benefit Self. He said, anyone who does not have knowledge of self is considered a victim of either amnesia or unconsciousness and is not very competent. The lack of knowledge of self is a prevailing condition among my people here in America. Gaining the knowledge of self makes us unite into a great unity. Knowledge of self makes you take on the great virtue of learning. And then he went down paragraph down, he said, my people should get an education which will benefit their own people and not an education adding to the storehouse of their teacher. We need education, but an education which removes us from the shackles of slavery and servitude. Get an education, but not an education which leaves us in an inferior position and without a future. Get an education, but not an education that leaves us looking to the slave master for a job. He said, education for my people should be where our children are off to themselves for the first 15 or 16 years in classes separated by sex. Then they could and should seek higher education without the danger of losing respect for self or seeking to lose their identity. No people strive to lose themselves among other people except the so-called American Negroes. This they do because of the lack of knowledge of self. And then he also said, get an education, but one which will instill the idea and the desire to get something of your own, a country of your own, and jobs of your own. The acquiring of knowledge for our children and ourselves must be limited to the three R's. Or he said, must not be limited to the three R's. reading, writing, and arithmetic. He said, it should instead include the history of the black nation, the knowledge of civilization of man and the universe, and all the sciences. It'll make us a greater people of tomorrow. We must instill within our people the desire to learn, then use that learning for self. We must be obsessed with getting the type of education we may use toward the elevation and benefit of our people. When we have such people among us, we must make it possible for them to acquire this wealth, which will be beneficial and useful to us. One of the attributes of Allah, the All-Wise God, is the Supreme Being, is knowledge. Knowledge is the result of learning and is a force or energy that makes its barrier accomplish or overcome obstacles, barriers, and resistance. In fact, God means possessor of power and force. The education my people need is that knowledge, the attribute of God, which creates power to accomplish and make progress in the good things or the righteous things. We have tried other means and ways and have failed. Why not try Islam? It is our only salvation. It is the religion of Allah, His prophets, and our forefathers. Praise be to Allah. These are some of the words from our beloved messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, from his book titled The Message to the Black Man. And you can purchase that book by going to finalcall.com. That's finalcall.com. And you can purchase that book on that site. So those are just some of the things our beloved messenger, you know, the message he gave to us, you know, to just do for self and get an education that will not benefit others, but will first benefit you and your own kind. And so with that being said, we'll go right into our questions. My first question is for our beloved brother, Brother Tony.
Yes, sir.
Brother Tony, my first question for you is, how many years or how long have you been teaching, and do you teach in public or private schools?
Yes, dear brother. I've been, first of all, let me begin properly. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger and servant. To answer the question, I've been teaching in public schools for, this is good, this is actually my 14th full year. In total, I've been teaching 15 years. I've been teaching subjects under social studies, as my degree is in social studies, from all aspects of history, when dealing with world history, American history, African American history, African history. I've taught Latin American history. I've taught U.S. history in the middle school. And presently I teach civics. I've also taught American government. I've also taught journalism. most of my experience is in public school. However, I've also taught after-school programs, organized programs for the community, for both children and adults. And I've also taught MUI voluntarily whenever I do get breaks. So all praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. That's beautiful, brother. Surely Allah will bless you for being a great teacher of our people, and you know, just acknowledging the young that you know that need teachers, you know, to even grow and have life. So we thank you for that, brother.
We strive for the very best, you brother.
Yes, sir. So I will let our sister Yuteria ask a question if she has any questions for you.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes. My questions are kind of for everyone. I was going to start with Sister Kim. I had a question for her. Sister Kim, assalamualaikum.
Yes, ma'am. What was your problem? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Well, my question for you is pretty simple, straightforward, and what is education to you? What does education mean to you?
Well, teaching at NUI, we, of course, strive to teach our children based on the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given us so much direction in what education should mean to our children. And one of the main, it's a small book called Education is the Key that he put out a few years ago. And I always share that, especially with my high schoolers when I was at NUI, but even with my own children and with the younger ones, I share bits and pieces of it. And this is just a little paragraph from the beginning of that book. When you said that, it's what made me think about it because I had it out. And it says, in the language of religion, the loftiest goal for men, for which men and women should strive, is the development of their character, that their character should reflect the divine supreme being. This is the greatest of goals, not to have a PhD degree, even though you are blessed if you have one, but to have a degree of knowledge and not the high degree of character means that your degree serves for vain purposes. To be knowledgeable and wicked makes us devils in human form. To be knowledgeable and righteous makes us men and women of distinction. So I think education, it's not only to build us mentally and give us skills to be able to accomplish whatever career goals that we have, but also to build us spiritually and morally. You know, it's a total thing. It's not just, okay, go to school and learn your three R's. You know, it's deeper than that. You have to develop the full child because you're developing the full person.
That's right.
That is beautiful, and that is a beautiful insight, deeper insight. And I just wanted to second that notion of what you were saying. From the minister, he spoke in 1983 and at how you pronounce it, Loyola University in Illinois. Yes, and it was titled Self-Knowledge, the Key to All Learning. And in that, he was, saying, just what you were saying right now, that how important, education is, knowledge itself, and, more importantly, self-knowledge, because, with, just like, you just quoted that knowledge can be taken in vain, getting degrees, for the purpose of, I'm just getting a degree for, me, so I can do this or I can do that. But, to have that self-knowledge is so important because, as the minister was saying, without it, we're going to be walking around here with briefcases filled with resumes, but, what are we still doing with that? Why do we still have resumes, but we have these educations? We're still walking around asking for jobs where when we have self-knowledge, we have the knowledge, the ability, the powers, the wisdom to go do for self. So I just wanted to second on what you're saying, and that was just beautiful point and a beautiful excerpt that you read from. So thank you, Sister Kim, for that.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. That was beautiful and well said by both of you sisters. And now I guess we will go into I have a question for Brother Dominic. Brother Dominic,
how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine by the grace of Allah, brother. How about yourself?
Doing great. I can't complain.
All right. Okay. I understand you have a degree in business. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, brother. Praise be to Allah. That's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. So, my first question to you is, and from your point of view, from your perspective, and your insight, what mindset should the youth and our children have as students in order to really and truly be successful?
Well, first, the mindset itself. It's a thing that people have to be very conscious of. you know, many people say ignorance is bliss, but ignorance can also cause a lot of pain. And ignorance just means just not knowing. So I just think the mindset first, they have to always remember that that's hope, that's always hope. But as we grow up in our surroundings and the media and what's going on in society, most times affect our psyche, you know, how we think, how we react to things. So I think is that when we look at the whole thing, is say, for example, if someone is from the Bronx and they have a mindset of dealing with the Bronx or the hood, you might say, but that's the same struggles, some of the same struggles that's in the hood, drugs, alcohol, is also in Beverly Hills. So we got to look at it like, okay, so what is the mindset then? What is the mindset? Now, of course, by growing up in the hood, we deal with more challenges and more things like that. So as we're trying to get goals accomplished, we must keep in mind that, okay, what am I thinking about daily? Okay, how am I thinking? What am I thinking about now? Is this helping me get where I need to go? Also, having a mindset of, okay, I'm going to go to college, say you're a high school student, is preparing to go to college. Okay, am I academics ready for college? You know, some of us are waiting till we go to college and then take a test, and then they tell us, like, okay, you have to do this and you have to do that, and we might feel disappointed. But that's okay. Even if that do happen, rather than feeling disappointed, okay, this is the things that I need to do to keep the ball rolling. So have a mindset that regardless what's in front of us, we must take care of that, have an I can, I will do attitude, and also plan. Sticking with the strategy. Put business before having fun. You know, some people want to have fun and go to college and have fun and do the wrong thing. No, we need to focus on our education and why is the education is important to us. But like you said earlier, the knowledge of self, it's a great thing, because if you understand what makes you react certain ways and understand that your feelings is controlled how you react to things. So once you get all that in the proper perspective, you could focus more and have a clear vision where you're going. You know, I once heard someone say, if your family is poor, that doesn't mean you poor. I was so glad to hear that. I think I was in the third grade when I was in North Louisiana. I heard someone spoke of that, and that gave me hope. That let me know that, you know what, it's up to me what I become. So now I'm an adult now. Even sometimes life comes with different situations, you know. Your condition that you're facing now doesn't mean that it is your condition for life. So you just understand, yeah, it's going to be all right. I'm going to make it through this. So I just think that's just the type of mindset we need to have, that have this I can, I will do attitude, and also have the knowledge of self. I think once you have more knowledge of self, I don't know, people have more purpose, you know? So yes, purpose is what drives us. So I would say have your will must outweigh your skill, and that's the words of Muhammad Ali. So I think that's what I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, brother, and praise be to Allah. That was a beautiful, beautiful answer, brother, because, you know, most of our people don't know where they are right now, you know. They just see the public, and they see the evil being played as fair seeming, you know. They see the wrong being lifted up, and so, you know, that goes back into conscience, you know, our discussion last week. You know, they are not very conscious of where they are right now, and as far as their condition of life, they are, you know, okay where they are in life. They think it is, you know, it is how it's supposed to be. This is not how it's supposed to be for our people, you know, just, you know, making evil fair seem and uplifting the wrongdoings, you know, making wrong seem right, you know. And so if they knew where they were, are, and, you know, where they are, they would strive for better. They would strive, you know, to, you know, just find purpose in life. And like you said, knowledge of self would do that for you, because if you know yourself and who you are originally are, and that you are the son and child of God, then you will act in that way and you will strive to be that way, you know. But if you feel like I am the child of this man or this drug dealer or this thug or this hoodlum, then you will feel like I am supposed to be what I am. So the mindset and the ultimate goal is to get knowledge of self, to know that we are kings and queens and not nobodies that are not to strive for greatness and improvement and self-development. And so I really understand what you're saying, brother, and knowledge of self is the key. You know, knowledge is the key, like Sister Kimberly said, you know. So this is a great, much-needed topic for our youth. And thank you so much, Brother Dominic, for that answer. And I'm going to go right into one of my questions for Brother Tracy. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
How you doing, brother?
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great to hear from you, brother. Well, I'm going to ask you one of my questions for you, which is, as a student of the Nation of Islam, what are some of the important lessons you have been given and learned, that the public do not provide?
You can get something that's coming. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Did you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is His.
Hold on, brother Tracy, just a moment. We ask any guests or listeners or panelists to mute your phones if you have any background noise. Thank you. And go ahead, Brother Tracy.
Before I give my quick notion, I would like to thank Allah for being such a merciful God and being so, great, towards us, blessing us each and every day. It is important that we understand that only through His grace is all of this possible. Ever since I have stepped foot into the nation, I have instantly came into the truth of who I am. In school, they had taught us, the black students, that we are the ancestors of slaves, which was true. But these people never taught us we, were gods, goddesses, kings and queens, prophets, messengers. And then the most biggest one was they never teach us we are direct descendants from God. So, actually coming into the nation, I had just learned that. And, nobody else had actually never taught me that. School, parents, nobody, So that's what I basically learned, just like the most that have actually helped me out,
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Tracy. Beautiful answer. And that goes back into, all of what's been already said. Knowledge of self is the top key here. It's the most important thing. You must know self before you can know anything else properly. If you don't know self, you don't know how to provide for self. You don't know what's necessary for self to keep life and to remain living. So you have to know self in order to know what you need to survive. The knowledge is the key. It's sort of like water. If you don't have water, you will not live. And that's the same with knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, you can't really improve in self. You can't advance your life and self-elevate, and so thank you again, Brother Tracy, and
all praise due to Allah, sir.
Yes, sir, all praise due to Allah. And so I will go back to our brother, Big Brother Tony Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
My next question for you is, what subject would you recommend or suggest is vital for our students, if you could or had the opportunity to?
Well, I would say that all subjects are vital and important.
because in truth, what is the student in the class to learn? The problem that we are experiencing is a big gap in public schools where God is divorced from the curriculum. If God is divorced from the curriculum, then the child is not able to see his fullest potential, which is to grow into a God himself.
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that we just shouldn't study mathematics or social studies or any particular subject just from a distance and not internalize it. He said that we are history. We are mathematics. We are science. We are, and then he started breaking down all of the different disciplines within science. You know, we are botany, because our purpose in life is to master self and everything that corresponds to self with it, which is everything in the material universe. And so we are, as members of the Nation of Islam, we should be on a study course, both children and adults, to master self when it comes down to our health in all aspects of living, and when it comes down to mastering our very environment, when it comes down to economics, when it comes down to growing our own food, when it comes down to really all aspects of living. And so if the child from the very start is trained thinking on that level, then the child starts becoming excited just learning about everything, because he has in his frame of mind, or her frame of mind, is to grow into mastery of all these things, not just to pass a test, as it is with the school systems of Florida and school systems in other states, which is all based on standardized tests. When education is just oriented towards, okay, well, I'm just taking this course to pass this test and then get out, that's extremely limiting. And the child is not able to see himself or herself in the curriculum. Well, it just becomes practically a waste. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to go further into that topic. I'm not going to go any further right now. I'm sure you have more questions for the other panelists.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, brother. Beautiful answer, because, like you said, our purpose for life is to master self. And so, you know, when you master self, you are mastering your universe, because everything that's around us is actually inside of us. So that's well said, brother, and that goes back into knowing self, knowing thyself before anything else. And so I would say that is beautiful, because all subjects are, you know, inside of us too, everything around us, whatever subject that we can come up with, we should know, and they are vital. So that was a well said answer. And before we go to our next question for our panelists, we would like to open up the lines and ask some to hear from some of our guests and listeners. Sister King?
Yes, sir. Okay. You have a call from area code. Well, I can't use the area codes because it seems like Florida, Tampa in particularly, has invaded. No, just joking. So we're going to hear from Student Minister James Muhammad, because I recognize that number. So, assalamu alaikum, Student Minister James, your mic is live.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Aziza. How are you, dear sister?
I am blessed by Allah's grace and permission. Good to hear your voice tonight.
Good, good. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear. I wanted to, of course, congratulate my brother, our brother, Ronnie, for his hosting of this show. So wonderful, dear brother. I'm very proud. I'm proud of all of you who are on. And, of course, our dear sister, Yatira. Man, I mean, we are truly blessed with the next generation, and you are exemplary for our youth. I also want to give my greetings and love to my dear brother, Student Minister Tony Muhammad. How are you, dear brother?
Oh, now I'm on top of the world on this show, And hearing your voice now, it just takes me up to level 40.
You know what praise be to Allah. I'm claiming all of these young people as my adopted sons and daughters, so I don't want you to get any ideas. They belong to me.
Brother James, you know I'm going to come up to Tampa very soon, and we're all going to be parlaying.
All praise be to Allah. And there's another panelist. I don't want to neglect him or bypass him. Is there another brother on as a panelist?
Yes, sir. It's Brother Tracy and Brother Dominic.
Oh, Brother Tracy. Assalamu alaikum. Another one of my sons, Brother Tony. I'm claiming them all. And Brother Donnie?
Brother Dominic.
Oh, Brother Dominic. I'm claiming you as well, brother. I don't know if I know you, but I'm claiming
you
anyway.
Know me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember you.
All praises due to Allah. Listen, I don't have a comment other than to encourage what you're doing and to congratulate you as being leaders of our youth and examples of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as they are articulated by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Just want you to know we love you, we support you, we encourage you, and in fact we depend upon you to lead us, as the scripture prophesies, into the promised land. So keep up the good work, all of you. May Allah continue to bless you as I greet you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum
salam, sir. Okay, Brother Ronnie, you have a lot of questions, so do you want me to just go down the line?
Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and get at least, you know, two more callers in.
Okay, I'm going to use the last four numbers, 6453. Your mic is live.
Hello.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Who am I speaking with?
Can you all hear me? Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry, family. Didn't know if I was on or not. I was on my sister's phone. This is Brother Johnny. I'm out in Plant City.
Brother Johnny. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, family.
Great to hear from you.
Oh, great to hear from you all. I was so surprised to see the venue and that I could get on. Just like to give my greetings and my congratulations to all of the family. Special shout out to Brother Tony. It's your little brother down in Tampa, Brother Tony.
Oh, yes, sir. Brother Johnny, it's so wonderful hearing your voice there, brother.
Same here, big brother. Congratulations on your new wedding, too.
I'm sending you a big virtual bear hug right now, man.
You know how we do, big brother. Same here. And to my sister Kimberly, how are you, sis?
I'm good. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. But I just want to thank you guys and congratulate you all on the venue, Sister Yatira and everyone. I'm very impressed. The panelists, great job so far, and it's just a great venue to have. I think it's very necessary. Brother Tracy, Brother Dominic, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good to hear from you all as well, brother. I wanted to say I enjoyed the venue. I think it's a great, necessary time. And I just had one comment. I wanted to comment on one of the questions you asked. The questions have been so good. But you asked the question as far as what should our mind state be, and my mind immediately went to what the minister was telling us when we were in Atlanta. He said that the mind state that he would like us to go into as students, the mind state that he took that elevated him inside of the teachings was to take the mind state of mastery. If we get challenged with a subject or with a discipline that we should already know that we have instilled within us the mind state to master that task and make it a part of ourselves, and to bring it back and be able to promote to our overall well-being with the mastery of that subject.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, brother. That is the topic of discussion right now today, you know, just mastering self. And that is what, you know, praise be to Allah, the one who came into the personal and the person of Master Al Muhammad, that's what he did. He mastered himself. And so that's why, you know, we thank him. We thank Allah for sending him and raising up one amongst us, you know, that could teach us how to master ourselves, since there was no one around that could teach us that as children that desired that. And that is beautiful, brother. And we thank you for your insight on that, brother. Thank you so much.
Honor and a pleasure, brother. I just wanted to weigh in, too. I'm one of Minister James' children, too. I wasn't online when he was on there, but big brother, I love you, man. And thank you for everything you bring to us, man. Assalamualaikum, family.
Waalaikumsalam,
brother Johnny. Yes,
yes,
I can hear you, too, brother. And
yes, sir.
Too.
I know you can hear me good.
I'm sorry I passed you over, but I claim you, too, dear sister.
Man, yes, sir. One of the honors of my life, big brother.
Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay. Okay, well, you have some more. Wow. I'm going to have to get an engineer. Okay. Last four numbers, 1967. Your mic is live.
How you doing, brother Rodney? I just like to say great work for putting this together, and thank everybody for all your insight, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Who is this, brother Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother, and all praises be to Allah. And yes, sir, inshallah, we will keep up the great work for our people and for God Almighty. And we thank you for giving your words of encouragement and calling in the support of this brother. We hope you stay on to, you know, intervene and participate and just listen in on the more beautiful questions and answers we have from
you. Yes, sir.
All right. Before we go on, Assalamualaikum, Brother Chris. Before we go on, I want to announce that Brother Tracy has to leave for work. So, just want to let everybody know that Brother Tracy will not be with us anymore. He has to go to work. So, Sister Queen, I guess we could take a moment to speak with our panelists, and then we can go back into the call.
Yes, sir, as you wish.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. My next question for Brother Dominic. Brother Dominic, can you tell us from your experience, your studies, and you know, just getting your degree and your studies in college and everything, how has that helped you build yourself in life and family wise and you know, how has that helped you with getting jobs? Is it easier or, you know, things like that?
Oh, well, the more knowledge you have, it do give you more options in life. You know, sometimes, you know, there's people out there that life is controlling. They don't have many options. But it's not only the degree. There's people who don't have degrees, but they have options. And what I meant by that is that some people go with certifications. They take a route of specializing in something, and what they specialize in, like we all saying, mastery. They master that. You know, they stick with it long enough, and that's what pretty much what college will teach you if you stick with it. Okay, if you stick with this, you could complete and get a degree, or you complete this course, you get a certification. It's just the knowing that completing something, but something that you completed that's going to help you better yourself and go to the next level in life. And by having an education, it allows you to go into a career that you can also not just better provide for your family, but you can also provide information to your people. You could pretty much be that go-to person, you know, for information, and a lot of people would see that, you know. So we never stop learning, and that's the key thing. Even if you have a degree or not, it's always good to, like, read on information. Even once you get your degree, you still have to do continuing education. And all, like, it's pretty much it's like this. If you don't take the time to do the things that's necessary, how can you fulfill your life? You know, like the brother said earlier, somebody said, well, I'm just going to take this course just to pass. I'm just going to do it just for this. You never stop learning. So specializing in something or having a degree, it just allows you to put yourself in a position to be a better provider, you know, for yourself and your family. And that's pretty much part of the problem, if you, to be quite honest to you. That's part of the big issue in the black community. Say, for example, there's a lot of brothers out there, you know, you'll see them walking down the street with their head down or real angry because they feel, I can't provide. You know, I can't provide. I can't be the man that I want to be. There's sisters out there that want to do more. But
that's
the thing you have to realize is that it's all within. It's all within. And once they realize that it's all within, then they can pretty much start their mission. You know, everything starts with self, self-preservation, self-knowledge, self-awakening. You know, it goes back to that. So that's what I love about the nation, man. I really do. It pretty much gives you the knowledge to wake you up, you know, to give you that. And once you have that itself, oh, my goodness, you just feel so good about yourself. You know, you feel good being black, you know. Your head don't be down anymore. So all the things that was taught about you, you realize that it's all lies, and you don't need a degree to learn that. You know, there's many books that I picked up in my past life when I was a teenager that was written by Elijah Muhammad. And how I knew who Elijah Muhammad was through the movie Malcolm X. And just the things that I was reading and, like, learn how to live, how to eat, and all those great things, man. I think it's just the knowledge, man, that really helps you.
Yes, sir. Beautiful, Brett. Beautiful. And well said answer. Beautiful, Brett. I love that part, you know, to your answer, bro, because, you know, the nation really helped me out in that way, you know, realizing who I really am. And, you know, even though I had a little idea of who I was, but I had no support, you know, kind of no backbone, you know, kind of no purpose in life, you know, and, you know, have all these licenses and everything else. But without knowledge of self, it makes you, you know, you're going and you're going and you have no aim, you know, you're going and you're all over the place, you know. But the Nation of Islam, the Nation of Islam, you know, thanks to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it gives you aim and purpose, you know, something to work hard for, you know, other than, you know, just the basic little things that we look up to and we work hard for today. You know, it gives us something bigger to accomplish, you know, something that will help generations to come, you know, and not just you and your family, you know. This will help our people as a whole, you know. And so, well said, brother, and thank you so much for your beautiful answer. And I will let Sister Yakiri take over and question our dear Sister Kimberly.
Okay, well, I have a lot of questions. Okay, Sister Kimberly, one of my questions for you is, how do you think we can raise awareness to, you know, to our, you know, just our nation in general, just to people who don't have the knowledge? How can we raise awareness that there is a lack of self-knowledge? Because, you know, when you're trying to explain to someone that, you know, you don't really know yourself,
the mindset may be, you know, I know me, you know, I know why I like this, I know I like that, you know, I know who my daddy, my granddaddy is, you know, how do you get to make it plain and get directly to the point on this is it's so much more than just, you know, I know my sign and I know this about myself. You know, how do you raise awareness that the self knowledge that is not there is not there, if that makes sense?
Well, I just think about the things that first struck me as I came into the Nation of Islam and learning who I was. And, you know, we're all still learning and trying to delve deeper and deeper into who we are and what our purpose is. That initial knowledge of that the black man and woman is God, you know, most people never have heard that. You know, you'll say that to different people and the children, they look at you strange. When we were just at the Eid feast, we saw the little girl at the park, and she was worried about school starting because she was saying the FCAT was going to be hard. And I'm like, girl, you're a little goddess. What's you worried about an FCAT for? It has nothing to you. And she was, you know, kind of looking at me strange, like, are you talking to me? But, you know, that's just where it starts. And it's just, you know, for me, you know, I'm not a teacher in, you know, as far as like a sister minister or anything like that at all. And so I just try to point people to the minister, you know, hey, Saturday evening, 6 p.m., the time of what must be done, you know, come to the mosque or what have you, you know, point them to our teacher. And as they hear just the basic teachings, everybody who's going to be new to Islam. But I know for me, when I first came in the Nation of Islam, everything was new to me. You know, I was learning every time I came to the mosque, I was learning something else, something deeper about who I was and who we are as black people. So I don't think there's one thing that I could say that is like, okay, this is the key that everybody has to know to get a knowledge of self, because it's a forever evolving thing. You know, it's a lot of things that we do that, you know, if we really had a thorough knowledge of who we are as the gods and goddesses of the universe, we wouldn't do. But, you know, we think we understand, but, you know, we're all constantly on that journey to fully understand who and what we are. So I just try to point people to the direction of that man that's given us that direction and given us those teachings. And, you know, little by little, you know, it'll start, certain things will just start clicking and they'll start delving for themselves to know that there's something deeper that they need to understand about this teaching and about themselves.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'll praise this to Allah. That is a beautiful answer, and I agree. It sounds like to me, you know, similar tactics. I would call them, you know, seed droppings. You know, there's a lot of little, there's a lot of children in my community where I live, and, you know, just hearing, I mean, they're young, and you should just hear the way that they, you know, they talk and how they call each other. So, you know, I may be out, and I may be, you know, around the playground area, and, you know, I'll tell them, you know, instead of calling him that because he's not that, you know, y'all are young gods. And, you know, just saying those little things now where, you know, they get older and it's like, you know, I heard that, or, you know, they'll gravitate more to it. And, you know, just little things like that when you just drop the teachings, and when they start to get teachings or they hear it, you know, it'll spark something like, when I was younger, you know, I heard that before. I heard some kind of talk like that. So, yes, ma'am, I completely understand where you're coming from. I have another question. You said that you homeschool, and, you know, before I ask you this question, did your children ever go to public school?
The first year that I was here and that I came back to the Plant City, that yes, they went to public school for a year because I was working a regular job, so I had to send them to school, unfortunately.
No problem. Yes, ma'am. Well, I say that to ask, you know, for majority of us and, you know, just in the community in general, you know, we go to public school. So, you know, what do we want our children to, you know, as we're sending them off to school, what can we be telling them? You know, what do we want to be at the forefront of their mind as they're, you know, going to school, about to sit in the classroom, being taught about, you know, the white man's history and, you know, everything that they've done that's so great and everything they've accomplished, and every time they hear about the black people, all they're hearing is y'all were slaves. You know, our history starts from slavery. We don't have a, according to their history, we don't, you know, we were just, we're non-existent up until they mm-hmm. start talking about us in their slavery time. So, you know, as you know, our people, as we're being sent off into school, you know, what can we do to, you know, to embrace their mind, to kind of put a shield over their mind that, or when they come home, you know, what kind of guards are we putting up to protect them from the public school knowledge?
That's where we have to really be diligent after school and during the school week and on the weekends, really just engulfing our children in Islam and in the teachings that they are God and goddesses, and that nothing in that school system is beyond their mastery. Everything that they go to school to do, you know, that's all a part of them. They can do it and some, and they can master it, and just always constantly reinforcing and giving them that, you know, that inner strength, because our school system, you know, is just totally based on white supremacy, and the way that they can enforce that white supremacy and what makes it legitimate is that we buy into being black inferiority, a black inferiority complex. And so if we cut that off with our children, and they're not going to go to school feeling inferior to their white counterparts or to their white teacher that's talking down to them. So we have to really overdo. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, when your children come home, you kind of got to deprogram them. Well, I don't know. I'm not that deep of a scientist to say that I can come home and deprogram my children after they've had 6 to 8 hours worth of this other teaching, but I can instill what it is I know to be true with them. And, you know, we have to just be real diligent in doing that and reinforcing, you know, our teachings and reinforcing, you know, a godliness in them, because, as Brother Tony mentioned, the way that they just totally strip anything righteous and of religion out of school, it is, you know, it's really just doing all of the children, not just black children, all children, a real disservice, because they're just going to school just to play. They're going to school to, you know, for whatever reason, you know, oh, well, but mommy and daddy say go and behave myself. But, you know, they get there and it's, you know, if one person's acting a fool, it then disrupted the whole class. But if we, you know, put God in the center, and they're like, you know what, you're going to school to get a knowledge so that you can bring out those gifts that God has placed in each and one of you. You go to school to get a knowledge so that whatever it is, whatever God gifts that he's hidden inside of you, you can learn and manifest that and bring that out of yourself. So you'll go to school with a different thought in mind. It won't be a going to school to play. No, I'm going to school to go ahead on and learn this science some more, because maybe God put a scientist in me. I need to get in and learn this math more, because maybe it's a mathematician in me. You know, but because we take God out of the equation, they, you know, our children just go to school to act the fool and to, you know, see who they're going to be cool with.
Yes, ma'am. That is so true. Thank you so much. It's all praises to Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I would just like to say a beautiful, beautiful answer, Sister Kimberly, because this is just like the, this is the you know, Sister Yateria asked, what can we do, you know, to really let our people know who they are without, you know, offending them and without, you know, with getting straight to the point. Well, to get straight to the point, I would just like to touch on what Sister Kimberly said really quick. She said, you know, look, you have to look in deep inside of yourself to find that gift that God has embedded in you already. And once you know that, see, the Bible says ye are all God, children of the Most High God. So if you really seen yourself as a child of God, then it will force you to act and be and find out how did God act. Because I got to act like my father. How did he live? What did he eat? You know, everything. This will force you to be a young God, because you know who your father is. Every child wants to be like his father, you know, or every man, little boy wants to be like his father. Every woman or little or daughter wants to be like their mother, and that's in our nature. And so this is why we have to know that if we are the children of God, then that means instilled right in our own blood is the same blood that was in God, and it's the same thing that will allow us to realize that we are gods, and the gods of the land, the earth, and the universe, and the creator. The creator's blood is in us. So we have the power to do some of the same things that he did. And so once we realize who we are, I would say, Sister Yateri, that the first thing we can do is start to call on each other what we know we are. You know, we are young gods and goddesses. We are young kings and queens, you know. We are not some servants or slaves, you know. We should call each other by the worthy and holy names that we are, you know, instead of calling each other dogs, you know, dogs and calling our women out of their names. You know, whenever you name something, that lets you know what that something is. And so, you know, if you name a person something crazy or thug or you know, he's going to act like a thug. But if you call him a god, he's going to want to live up to that name. You call him king, he's going to want to live up to that name. He's going to want to do anything and everything it takes to keep that name, because names are titles. And just like Muhammad Ali, you know, praise be to Allah, the messenger gave him the name Muhammad Ali. He took his slave name and gave him the name Muhammad Ali. The slave name was Cassius Clay. You see, Clay didn't mean anything. He had nothing to really live up to. But see, when he had Muhammad Ali, Muhammad, which means praise much or worthy of praise, you see, he had a divine name to live up to, and he surely did that. And so I would say the first thing to do is start to call on each other by our rightful names, and not the names that the slave master have given us, which the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that's one of the first things we should give up, the names of the slave master. And so once we have our holy and righteous name, that will force us into being and living up to those names. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, a good name is better than gold. Because once you know who you are and call by that name, you're going to live up to that name, you know. And I would just like to say that, because I know we have such a short time this show, and I just want to thank you, Sister Kennedy, for bringing that and, you know, that topic up. And Sister Yateri, praise be to Allah. And so my next question for Brother Tony is, okay, what mindset should we enforce or advise from your point of view, from being a teacher and teaching all kinds of, you know, lessons and different kinds of subjects, you know, physics and, you know, and social studies. You know, what mindset should our children and youth have when it comes to education and self-elevation, you know, which we already touched on that, but I want to know your point of view.
We can never exhaust the words of Allah through his most perfect messengers and representative in our midst today. You know, and so we should always seek to align ourselves as much as we can with our teachers. I love what Sister Kim had to say. Sister Kim, we're going to, here in Miami, we're going to come and kidnap you in Tampa and bring you back to MUI.
It's not going to be hard, brother. You know I want to come.
Praise be to Allah. But Sister Kim, just as any of us that are striving to be in line with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, she produces so much greatness. When she was here at MUI in Miami, she was teaching martial arts, and like these children were doing phenomenal things, winning awards in martial arts. And that when you're dealing with Muslim children, what you find typically is that they excel much more than other children because they become more cognizant of the knowledge of themselves, which is not, as has been repeated over and over again, did not begin with slavery. But our identity is connected and is reflective of God himself. So when you're coming into that kind of knowledge of seeking mastery of everything, self and everything in the material environment. You're not dealing with just any other ordinary person. When you put a child like that in public schools and they experience the kind of injustice that they experience in public schools and the limited history that we are exposed to in public schools, that child is going to rebel and is going to gain followers in their rebellion. And so we want to make sure that we channel the energy properly. We want to make sure that as much possible that we take our children out of public schools if we could afford it, and try to provide avenues for them to be homeschooled, if not be in MUIs. What I wanted to say in regards to proper mind frame, I love what the sister had to say about dropping seeds, because when we're dealing with a public school setting, and it becomes difficult because you can become in trouble by mentioning God, and but I myself, I drop seeds all the time as a public school teacher. I have quotes from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad posted all over my my walls. I have a poster of the Million Man March in the back of the room. I'm always slipping in the language of the teachings in the classroom, because all of our people at one point or another need to become exposed to the teachings. And so as a public school teacher, that's what I do. I'm always working to get our children to think differently. And I say ours because I claim them all. All that come into the classroom, that we have to view them as such. If we're going to be caretakers of the garden, as it is referred to in the scriptures, we have to take ownership of our people and just adopt them. I've had children in my classroom literally cry when they would find out that the name Smith is not an African name, when the name Francois is not an African name, quote unquote, when they find out that Rodriguez is not their original name. Excuse me. And so these are the kind of things that we need to be cognizant of when we come among our people and we're teaching children that have never been exposed to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I've had children that are very dark-skinned from Central and South America, from Mexico, from Cuba, from Puerto Rico, who still believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America. This is the mind frame that we're dealing with. And so our purpose as teachers is to meet the student where he or she is and be able to paint a picture that they would be able to see themselves more fully. Be able to see their history more fully. And when we're dealing with our prior history to slavery and even our history within slavery, because in truth, it is our people that built this country and really built all of the civilizations that we find all over the Caribbean, Central, and South America. And we have to change their mind frame to view themselves as being the original peoples of the earth, and that before them, there was no one except for God himself. And so that is the mind frame that we should have, the proper mind frame that we should have when it comes down to teaching our people properly.
That's right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Brother Tony. That was a beautiful answer, and we thank you so much for, you know, the beautiful and well-said answer you said, because that is true. If we're going to be caretakers of the garden, we must, you know, adopt the lost found and you know, anybody that desires and to fall in line with the commands of Allah. And so, you know, we are to adopt those people, and we are to take care of them and teach them the proper knowledge of self, proper knowledge of God, and the proper knowledge of the devil, that God is not some spirit. God is not some spirit. God has a spirit, but he is not a spirit. He is a supreme being. And so I will say that, you know, once we continue to
teach our kids and children and youth that knowledge, then they will have no choice. They will force them to self-improve and you know, be self-independent. And I just thank you so very much, Brother Tony, for your beautiful answer.
Yes, Brother Ronnie.
Okay. Sister Kim, Kim, before we go into our next question for our panelists, we would like to open up the lines one more time for the our guests to have a chance to ask their questions and give their insight.
Yes, sir. Okay. Area code 321. Your mic is live. Area code 321. Area code 321, your mic is live. You have a question or a comment? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay. Area code 314. Area code 314, your mic is now live.
Yeah, hi, y'all. This evening, this is a bro, Bianchi from the Midwest. You know, I was going to mention something. I wanted to mention to Brother Ronnie. I asked Brother Ronnie, you know, Clara Muhammad School, on the subject of education, Clara Muhammad School has been in existence since the 1930s, 1935, 1937, I believe. And just like the Council of Black Institution, they had close to 80 across the country. And I don't know what the status of her schools that's named after her, but the Council of Black Institution schools are down to a handful. And with these superb institutions that we have, we don't support them the way they should. And what are we going to do about that? You have a school out in Los Angeles, and I have to ask your forgiveness because, you know, I promote excellent black schools, and I never have mentioned this one, this Islamic school out in Los Angeles that's ran by the Nation, because I didn't know of it. But I will, from this point on, start mentioning it along with the other superb black nationalist schools that I know of. But it's schools like that that need to be supported to the umpteenth degree. And not just education, we also need to teach our children skills. There's a difference between education and skills. Education teaches our children where to use those skills in order to, we can control our own economy, and we can manufacture and produce and, you know, create our own businesses that can, you know, stand up to any that there are. So I have a question in that long statement that I asked, but I think you know where I'm coming from. We just got to do better along these lines of education and get our children, as many of them as possible can, out of these public school systems. Now, there are some public schools that do a very good job, but they far and few in between. And like I said before, our schools, we just don't support them the way we should.
Yes,
what's your,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So if I understand your question is your statement, you're saying we need to encourage the admission of our schools, which you mean the University of Islam, the Nation of Islam schools, or black
Nation
schools
of Islam schools and black schools, period. Yeah. You know, Nation of Islam has some beautiful schools. I worked with the Brother Ibrahim here in St. Louis. With a Muhammad Academy, but right now there's no students in there because nobody's, you know, people just don't support these institutions. And
mm-hmm.
They should have the latest in technology, the latest in educational support that exists. It should be second to par nobody. And that has to be an asserted effort. It has to be well planned. and it takes sacrifice, but you know, it don't make any sense that we educate our children in these schools and they have to go to work for the very people that causes a lot of the problems that we suffer from.
That's right. Yes, sir. So, you know, we just have to encourage our people to come together and, you know, and so that we may have more support for schools, black-owned schools, you know, and that's what the nation is all about, you know, creating black schools for black children and, you know, black restaurants for black people and, you know, black police to protect and control our black neighborhoods and communities. So, we just need to encourage our people to come together, unite together, pool our resources, and come together and survive for ourselves, become an independent nation instead of, you know, being forced to integrate with. That's one of the 12-point programs of the Nation of Islam, you know, not to integrate with any other race before integrating with our own. You know, how can we work with some other race before we work with ourselves? We have to come together as a people. You know, our people are so divided from the wrath and the works of Satan. We have been so divided. That's the, you know, number one thing of this country. They teach and preach, you know, divide and conquer. They divide everything that it is to divide. And so God here and take the Master God Muhammad and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who stays one amongst us, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to bring us together and teach us to come together and act as one, as it was, we were supposed to be doing from the beginning. And, you know, it's in our nature to act as one in unity, to be in unity with each other. And then once we come together, we can put our pennies and our dollars together to build more schools. And see, the black schools, I'm not familiar with how they run their organizations. I don't know if they're the same as running it as the white organizations, the ones that create, you know, the regular public schools. And so we have to provide our own teachers for our kids.
Yeah.
Because our kids, black kids need more, and our kids need more attention. You know, they need special attention, you know, from the things that we have gone through as a people. We need special attention. We need to be taught by our own, you know. And so I would encourage more universities of Islam and, you know,
you mentioned other black schools. Now, the nation are involved in, you know, in the 90s, I used to travel around the country and spend time in these schools videotaping from preschool all the way up to high school, like, for instance, Marcus Garvey Academy, Malcolm X, which was a public school in Detroit, which outperformed those suburb schools in Van Arbor and Goose Point, schools in Chicago, Betty Shabazz, and, you know, the nation. You know, the funny thing, I never realized how influence that members of the Nation of Islam had with these schools. Like I mentioned, Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey in Los Angeles. But I have to take my hat off whenever the nation is involved and things are going the way it's supposed to. The results are usually superb, and we just have to get more of that. I mean, it's very important we have more and more of these things.
That's right.
You remember back in the 50s, the nation was the largest employer of black people in America. Largest employer.
That's
and we
right.
got to get back to that. It's very important that we get back to that. We have to have these educational. We have to look at the world economic markets, and we have to target them and take out our slice of the pie, no matter what it is, whether it's offshore oil well drilling, whether it's equity financing, leverage buyouts, well, whatever. We have to target and have to train children, whereas when they are well trained and they can go into these employment situation that's ran by our people, whereas we can compete with the world. The element of white supremacy, we have to compete against it. No more marching, No more hooping and hollering, laying on the floor, falling out on the floor and all that crazy stuff. We have to compete with them on an economic basis. Don't make no sense for in our communities, our economic markets, whether they're Jackson, Mississippi, that's 75% black, Jackson, Mississippi, period, which is 37% black, you know, your South Memphis and your Philadelphia, those are economic markets that we're supposed to control.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Brother Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is me. I love the direction where our brother has taken this dialogue, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be introducing our economic program at Tuskegee this coming Holy Day of Atonement. I believe it's on October 20th of this year, there in Tuskegee,
yes,
Alabama. And just the day prior to that, there's going to be a youth conference that is oriented towards educating the youth to develop something for ourselves so that we could become great builders of civilization here among our own and develop further into other countries. Why not? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been visiting factories and different businesses throughout the Caribbean, throughout Belize, and different countries in the Caribbean and Jamaica and in the Bahamas. So today, because the dilapidated economy of America, that it will really not provide any jobs for us. We have to think as producers of jobs ourselves. And at the Holy Day of Atonement this year and the day prior to that, with that youth conference, it will be oriented towards, as our brother was putting it right now, and I believe that it will give us the keys to build more successful schools. It really takes all of us to take part in the development of a school. Those of us that are working full-time jobs, if we have an interest in seeing the development of independent education, we could contribute financially. We could contribute our spare time to developing after-school programs. Really, we have to see ourselves first as part of it and then try to inspire other people through our vision of the school or education for our people to further development. So I just wanted to make that quick comment to you, brother.
And, you know, another thing, too, these successful schools I've seen, like the Garveys and others, those teachers are not certified. Of course, they're not public schools. Those teachers come out of industry,
right,
where what they teach, they use it every day in production, manufacture, or whatever. Those are the best teachers. They are highly qualified. They don't have to be certified.
Right.
That certification is nothing but a bunch of bogus stuff.
You're hitting an excellent point right now, dear brother. I don't mean to dominate, but
you're hitting an excellent point.
Because a lot of our people that do work for the MUIs and for the Marcus Garvey School and for other schools that are independently run, we're dealing with brilliant minds in the classroom, and what is done with them is that they are taught how to teach, you know, and that's how we bridge the gap with them. And then by teaching them how to teach and having teacher assistants in the classroom, then we could better fulfill our goal in teaching our children properly.
Well, look, I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share, you know, what I have experienced. And
yes,
I hope the contribution will help support further, you know, your efforts.
Yes, sir, it definitely will. We will.
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Kimberly, if I can say something.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah, that what the brother just said, it was just so on point. That's something we dealt with at MUI in Miami, and I'm sure they're still dealing with just getting that proper support, because as black people, we're just not used to supporting education. We're used to just public education and, you know, so many years, of course, 400 years of us not being given an education at all, then now we're given an education. We just take what we're given. But when we look at what other communities do, you don't see a big, beautiful Catholic church without a school being attached to it. You don't see a big Jewish synagogue without a church being connected, a school being connected to it. You
That's
know,
right.
So we have to understand that we build a big mosque,
study group, whatever, the school has to be a part of it. Because what are we expecting our children to go out and become if we don't have a school that's going to be educating them around what it is we say we believe? And we have to just be taught that that's important and that we have to support that. And, you know, it's just a work in progress and people just willing to donate and give their time and energy and be able to give. Just like you said, you don't have to be certified. You just have life experiences that you can teach. Here in Miami, Brother Lau, he always volunteered time with the students, and he shared with the students and the parents and teachers. You call it a fistful of dollars that you have to supply our students with. And it's not just at the school. It's got to be part of the school, but part of what you do with your children outside of school. And those five things that you have to teach them to give them that fistful of dollars so they can go out into the world and be prepared is that they know a foreign language other than just being able to speak English, that they know some sort of a trade, that they know martial arts or some sport, and that they know martial arts, a trade, a sport, a musical instrument, and a foreign language. And then you're doing more than just educating them on, you know, the three R's.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, I've taken public school. You know, we have Brother Nichols here. He has an African Center school in the St. Louis Public School District. Of course, it's as good as it possibly can be in the setting. But I've taken classes. I arrange classes based on the topic of nutrition and nutrition labels. And we have assembled children for field trips, and we asked them to get their parents to give them a grocery list and also some money, about $5 worth of grocery. And I took 3 busloads of children to Euro's Market, you know, trying to instill into them that you must support your own. And at the same time, we teach the young boys that they're supposed to respect the young ladies. When lunchtime comes, you're supposed to let them go eat first. You're supposed to open the door for them. The first one off the bus, when you reach the bottom steps, you're supposed to turn around and offer your hand for the young ladies to come off the bus.
Beautiful.
And those are the things that we have to teach our children, our young men, while they're young. I often hear women complain about the lack of males knowing, you know, the deficiencies in our males. And I asked these teachers, I said, what are you teaching these young boys who's going to grow up to be these inefficient males that you complain about?
That's right. I would like to thank you, brother. Dear brother, we didn't catch your name. What's your name?
My name is Pianki, P-I-A-N-K-I. But y'all keep up the good work, man. And one of these days, you know, I want to see Muslims, NOI schools, as just as demanding by our people. We got our people trying to get our children in Mandarin schools, French magnet schools. I want to see our NOI schools, Clara Muhammad and any other Muslim schools, just as demanding and superb and excellent, where people are lining up outside the door trying to get their children into.
Yes, sir.
And we can do that. All
yes,
right,
sir.
Now I got to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Deion.
All right.
And, we will definitely be pushing as students. I will make that one of my, you know, my top priorities and duties to find out what are we doing to raise money to start schools, Nation of Islam schools, you know, at our mosques and things of that nature, because it is very needed, and I want my son to be a part of it. I would like to take calls from the guests and listeners. Well, one or two more calls, Sister Queen, if we can.
Yes, absolutely. Area code 727, your mic is live. Area code 727. Area code 727, you have a question or a comment?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
I want to greet everybody and greet and words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, this song, Brother Cedric. I was just calling in because, you know, during the call, I was, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, how to be if, you know, people knew what it was. And I was just thinking about the movie Lion King, you know, when I was a little kid, I used to watch it. And I just remember when Simba, you know, when he left his home, you know, he was with, you know, Timon and Pumbaa. He didn't really know who he was until he somebody from his home. And, you know, when he ran and took somebody from his home, they reminded him, you know, who he was, and he went back to take what was his.
Crazy.
You know, and that's the position that we in right now. You know, it's like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you know, when somebody knows who they is, they consider them conscious. You know, I remember when I was young, I got hit by a car, and the first thing the ambulance asked me was, did I know my name? You know, the first thing they asked me was, do you know your name? Because, you know, right now, we don't know nothing about ourselves. And it's very important, you know, it all starts with self. So when a man knows who he is, then he walks heavy on the earth. You know, he walks with his chest out, with his head up. You know, he won't walk around with his head down.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's a constant challenge, you know, especially on the internet. It's just a constant challenge to, you know, just spark our people, you know, to open their eyes to really, really, you know, see the society that we live in and the condition that we're in. You know, because we too comfortable in our condition. You know, I wanted to, you know, for any people on the line, you know, just to address the fact that it's important, you know, that we teach, you know, people that don't have the knowledge of self, you know, just by dropping the seeds, you know, just let people know, you know, the truth about themselves. Because we don't really tell people the truth about themselves. You know, the blood will be on our hands, you know, for not telling them who they really are.
Allahu Akbar. That's right.
And the knowledge we get from the minister, you know, our belly's full. So, you know, it's good. We need to share that knowledge with other people. I'm getting ready to watch the time it must be done now. You know, I really, really, you know, think it's important that we teach, you know, each other about self. You know, self
is self. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Cedric. It was so good to hear from you, brother. And I'm so glad, you know, that we have, you know, young brothers that are conscious, you know, to the things that we need. And so we got soldiers, man. We just have to come together. We have soldiers, man, later. You know, do the work of our God, Allah, you know. And we, like Brother Cedric said, you know, when you don't know self, you are unconscious. And we are taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that the duty of the civilized man is to teach the uncivilized man, and the duty of the conscious man is to teach the unconscious man. So we have a great job and work to do. Because, you know, the majority are asleep and are not conscious of who they are. So I just want to encourage my brothers and thank you so much again, dear brother Cedric. It's great to hear from you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, brother.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikum salam, brother. Salam,
do you mind if I add something to that?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say, along with raising awareness, you know, how we were talking about dropping seeds earlier, you know, sometimes, you know, you may not have to, you know, actually try to have a big lecture or anything like that, but, you know, sometimes people don't know where to start. Sometimes people don't know, you know, what to ask. So, you know, just posing questions, you know, just putting out statements, just putting out something where, you know, something for them to think on. Just like we were talking about earlier with the names, you know, brother mentioned that, you know, Smith, you find out that that's not an African name, and, you know, you think you know your history, but what the minister was talking about in the self-knowledge, the keys to all learning back in 1983, he was saying that, you know, that the, you know, the slave master, he named his horses, he named his pigs, he named his dogs, he named his cows, and he named his... And the minister, the word he used, you know, he said that you know, that he named his niggers too. So we say that we are freed people, we're free, but we're still walking around with names that don't belong to us. You know, they named us because we were their property, and, you know, we still walk around with their names. So, you know, just things like that, that you just pose questions for, you know, whether it be on Facebook, whether you're in conversation, and you just, you know, instead of trying to debate or just, you know, shove knowledge down somebody's throat, just pose questions and just make statements that make people really have to think and consider, well, yeah, that
right.
is true, you know, so where do I go from here, and what more can I get from that? Because, you know, sometimes people really, really, really don't know where to start, and it's just, you know, I want to know more, but what do I want to know more of, and where do I, you know, how do I start the process of this journey that I'm trying to learn? So I just wanted to add that on there, too.
Yes, ma'am. All praise to Allah. Thank you, dear sister. And
Brother Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. If I may add something very briefly, because of the pull of the world in labeling our children as dumb and labeling our children as niggers and in labeling our children as bees and labeling our children as anything imaginable that is negative, we have, as educators, we have to have more of a pull on them than the world does, and that's by reinforcing positive references to them, to telling them they are awesome and demonstrating to them how awesome they are. You have to keep telling them how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are, just continuously showering them with positive reinforcement and showering them with examples of exactly how powerful they are and how powerful they can become, through images, through history, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that history itself best qualifies and rewards our research. And so I just wanted to make that quick comment, dear brother.
Yes, sir. Beautiful, beautiful comment. And we thank you all for your insight and comments. And thank you so much. Dear sister, do we have time to take a few more calls, or?
Well, we're going to take one more question because we're going to take two more questions, and then we're going to leave early because we want everyone to get an opportunity to tune in to the minister. Okay, all of you are trying to get your questions in. Okay, so we're going to have about 8 more minutes of questions and answers, and then we're going to give the listening audience as well as our panelists an opportunity to go and hear what the minister is saying. And it is very crucial that all of us tune into that tonight. So we're going to take these questions quickly. So I'm going to ask that you make your questions brief and as possible, and we will do our best to answer. And, of course, we'll be back next week, and Brother Ronald will be more than happy to accommodate you. So, all of them are 813. I'm going to go with the last 4 numbers, 7071. Did I just do that one? Oh, God, I forgot. There's so many Floridians in here. Okay, let me do 8789. Your mic is live.
Yes. Malaykum, this is Brother Demetrius. And I would just like to make a statement, a comment, and say what an excellent job that y'all are doing today. And just made me feel good to see the youth out front and speaking the word of the minister and the word of God, because being out in the streets, I see so much of a power and influence the children have in the streets over each other, and the youth that want to be a part of God, they silent and fearful and scared to speak the word and live the word because of the power they feel of the ones that's around them in the neighborhoods. And so it made me feel proud to know that we have some youth that's going to be out front speaking and defending the word of God and the minister. And it just gives us great hope, know that we're going to have a future ahead of us when it comes down to the Nation of Islam. So I appreciate the panelists, and I appreciate Brother Ronnie and Sister T.T. for standing up, you know, strong in the paint, being a warrior.
Thank you, brother. All praises due to Allah. All right, yes, thank you, brother Dimitri. And I'm going to check. Let me see. Last phone number, 7071. Did we take your question?
This is to Kimberly. I had to call back on the line because I got my phone dropped me off. I called back. So
oh, okay. Okay, okay, stand by, Sister Kimberly. Your mic is still live. Okay. I think I know this number. I don't know if this is Brother Naeem or Brother Michael. 2882, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is Brother Michael Muhammad. This sister, how are you this evening?
Oh, praises due to Allah. I'm well, Brother Allah's grace. Brother Michael, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful by that same amazing grace, sister. So great to hear your voice. I did not have a question. I just wanted to congratulate the mighty panelists for the excellent job that they're doing. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Tony. Wonderful work, dear brother. And all of the panelists for the excellent job, Sister Kimberly, Sister Yatira, Brother Ronnie, and Brother Tracy, I know, who left the line, and also Brother Dominique. Wonderful job. It's such a beautiful discussion, and I'm enjoying the discussion. I will be quiet now and continue to listen. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Michael.
You're more than welcome, sis.
Okay, well, this is the last call. Okay, I don't know if I did this. There's so many numbers. They look all the same. 8789, did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, last four ma'am. Numbers, 8789. I already spoke.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am, and
that's
I appreciate
it,
you giving me the time to speak. Right? So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, Brother Ronnie.
All right.
No more questions.
All right. Okay, well, at this time, I would like to thank all of our panelists, Brother Tony Muhammad, Brother Dominic, Brother Tracy, and Sister Kimberly, and also our co-host, Sister Yateria, and also you, our big Sister Queen, Sister Aziza, for putting this all together. And I thank you so much, everybody, all the guests and listeners, for all your questions and comments. And we just thank you all for, coming together for this discussion, for the cause of our people. And we will continue this, in the future, every Saturday. And I will let you guys know the next topic, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be very important and mighty, and I encourage you to tune in, and just tune in every Saturday at 9 p.m. Today we had to end a little early because our beloved minister, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is going to be speaking at 11 o'clock tonight, doing the time and what must be done. I believe it is number 30. And,
part
34. Okay, yes.
Brother Donnie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Before we go, this is such a beautiful development on the part of the youth. If I may read very quickly a text message that was sent to me by my wife, Naomi Muhammad. She
yes,
comments, "All praise is due to Allah that the youth has taken education by the reins and is extracting the truth of it to further build our nation, going into these schools with mindset of how this can help my nation. May Allah continue to bless them with light and understanding." And what you are doing right now with this very program is bringing forth that light, bringing forth education to our people, those tuning in that may have never heard the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad before, just tuning in onto Blog Talk Radio, and now becoming inspired to look further into the teachings. And now they can look right before their eyes on their computer screens. They could tune into the time and what must be done. So all praise is due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful insight and beautiful message from your wife, brother. Thank you, and we thank her for her encouraging words. And we thank you again, panelists and audience and guests and listeners. And now I would like to take the time to close us out in prayer. But also I would like to shout out our beloved minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. One more time, you can go to NOI.org and click on the time and what must be done and tune in. And now I would like to take the time to close us out in prayer. And I'll ask all of the guests and audience panelists a manner of prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, all praise be to Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Master of this day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we serve, and thee alone do we beseech for aid. Guide us along the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favor, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray after they have heard thy teaching. Say he, Allah is one, Allah is he, of whom nothing is independent, but upon whom all things depend. He neither begets nor is he begotten, and none is like him. And I bear witness that none deserves to be served besides Allah. And I bear witness that the Honorable Ibn Khalus, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which is true servant and last apostle, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which is divine servant. Ameen.
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 Ameen. Thank you again, family, and we hope to have you on as guests and listeners, if not panelists, on Saturday, 9 p.m. Young Gifted in Black, thank you so much. Sister Queen Aziza, again, Brother Tony Muhammad, thank you again, dear brother. Thank you again, Brother Dominic, one of our top soldiers coming along in the nation, and our beautiful soldier and queen sister, Yateria X. Thank you so much. And also, Sister Kimberly, thank you so much for your beautiful insight and words today. We thank you so much for tonight, shall I say. And we thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you all and have a beautiful, blessed night.
Praise be to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, family. One nation, one love. Good night.
One nation, one love.